Arcadian Vanguard presents The Wrestling News in your daily wrestling newscast for Saturday, April 15th, 2023. Good morning, I'm Mike Sempervivi. We begin today with WWE SmackDown presented live last night on Fox from the Pinnacle Bank Arena in Lincoln, Nebraska. In the main event, Solo Sikoa pinned Matt Riddle in Riddle's first match on WWE television in 2023. WWE World Tag Team Champions Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn helped to neutralize outside interference of the Usos during the match. Sikoa continued to attack Riddle after the bout to end the show.
Sikoa now with Riddle barely able to function after the Samoan spike.
This looks
poor. And Solo now. Sikoa with the Yaranagi on the table. And now Solo Sikoa to Barry Riddle under the announce table.
The match had been made as a result of the opening segment of the show in which the Usos and Sikoa attacked Zayn and Owens with Riddle making the save. The show also saw conflict between the LWO and the Judgment Day, with LWO attacking Damian Priest and Dominic Mysterio, leading to a one-on-one match in which Priest pinned Santos Escobar. After the match, Priest and Dominic were jumped by Rey Mysterio.
Rey Mysterio! Rey Mysterio! Take it out, Priest! And Dominic's gonna get his again! Rey teeing up on Dominic! Rey beat the hell out of his son! Dominic! Come on, Rey, dial it up! And Damian Priest saving Dominic Mysterio.
In other results, Shinsuke Nakamura made his return to WWE TV after 5 months with a win over Madcap Moss. Xavier Woods pinned LA Knight, and women's tag team champions Raquel Rodriguez and Liv Morgan brawled with Sonya Deville and Chelsea Green during a promo segment. Last night's SmackDown was only the fifth televised wrestling event ever presented from Lincoln, Nebraska, and the fourth from WWE, according to WrestlingData.com. AEW Rampage aired last night on TNT, featuring matches taped Wednesday night at the UWM Panther Arena in Milwaukee. During the show, Cash Wheeler and Dax Harwood of FTR revealed in an interview with Tony Schiavone that they had signed a new 4-year contract with AEW.
So there's been a little bit of speculation about FTR's future, what we're going to do, where we're going to be. And I have the unfortunate news to tell you all that you are stuck with FTR for another 4 years.
Good news.
Because we are still All Elites.
FTR also indicated in the interview that they plan to retire once the new contract is up. The main event of the show saw Jungle Boy Jack Perry defeat Sean Spears.
Dirty.
Spears turns the corner. Mahi Shrall, no. Jack puts on the brakes.
And Jack Perry got it.
The winner of this match,
Jungle Boy Jack Perry.
Jungle Boy Jack Perry with a hell of a victory here over a great returning opponent in Sean Spears.
Also on the show, TBS champion Jade Cargill and Layla Gray made their presence felt during Taya Valkyrie's match with Emi Sakura. Following Valkyrie's victory, Cargill sent Gray into the ring, but Valkyrie fought her off. The TBS champion then hit the ring and hit Valkyrie with her jaded finisher. In other results, IWGP Tag Team Champions Aussie Open beat Best Friends, and Mark Briscoe teamed with Jay Lethal, Jeff Jarrett, and Satnam Singh to defeat the team of Man Scout Jake Manning, Luther, Serpentico, and Angelico. In AEW and Ring of Honor news, Rey Fénix, one half of the ROH World Tag Team Champions, is taking some time off to rest and recover from nagging injuries, according to a PW Insider report. Fénix was reportedly absent from last Wednesday's AEW and ROH taping and is not booked for Sunday's Triple Mania show from AAA. According to reports, the decision was made following Fénix and Penta's defense of the title against Powerhouse Hobbs and QT Marshall during Battle of the Belt 6, with Fénix hurting after the match. Although no specific injury had been cited, one of PW Insider's sources referred to a possible hip injury as part of the cause. In WWE news, the name of next month's premium live event from Jeddah, Saudi Arabia has been changed from King and Queen of the Ring to Night of Champions, according to an official announcement. It is not known if the King and Queen of the Ring tournaments would still be taking place at the show. WWE filed to trademark the original name last December. No word was given on the cause of the name change. Night of Champions is scheduled to take place May 27th at the Jeddah Superdome and streamed on Peacock and the WWE Network. WWE's last Night of Champions event was presented in 2015, headlined by Seth Rollins defending the WWE World Championship against Sting. WWE has previously presented the King of the Ring tournament as well as what was then called the Queen's Crown tournament in Saudi Arabia as part of the Crown Jewel event in October 2021. WWE has also received its first ever Sports Emmy nomination with the Peacock documentary Woo, Becoming Ric Flair, listed among the nominees for Outstanding Long Documentary. The 44th Annual Sports Emmy Awards ceremony is scheduled to take place the night of Monday, May 22nd in New York City. Among the other nominated documentaries are Netflix's The Redeem Team about USA basketball and the Olympics, the History Channel's After Jackie about Jackie Robinson, CNN's Citizen Ash about Arthur Ashe, and Showtime's NYC Point Gods. And before we leave you today, we'd like to remind you that however you consume your content, you can find the wrestling news 24 hours a day and 7 days a week across social media. On Twitter, follow us at WrestlingNewsAV. Our Facebook page is also WrestlingNewsAV. The wrestling news can also be found on the Arcadian Vanguard YouTube page. And for those who utilize Amazon Echo devices, just tell Alexa to play the Wrestling News podcast, and remember to make sure you add podcast at the end. Once again, for daily updates, breaking news, and more, follow the Wrestling News across social media. And that's the news for today. If anything happens, we will be here to tell you about it. No clickbait, no paywall, just the Wrestling News. The Wrestling News is a division of Arcadian Vanguard, and the Wrestling Newscast is a production of the Arcadian Vanguard Podcast Network.